Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Anita. How can I assist you today?
How you doing, Anita? I have a question, and then I need a... My question is, Focus Max Naturals, what is that?
You said, what is it?
Yes. The reason why I'm asking is because they just dinged my account. And I'm just trying to find out what was it and who ordered it.
Okay, just a second.
And when was it ordered?
Can I have your zip code?
92505.
First and last name?
Ernest Simon.
Could it be under a different name?
No. Well, what about LaShawn Simon?
LaShawn, last name?
Simon, S-I-M-O-N. Okay, try this zip code, and maybe this zip code may.
Can you? I think LaShawn works. Can you verify the shipping address on the account?
Well, I don't know the shipping address. I mean, is it in what city you're talking? Because I mean, me giving it to you is like me giving you the answer to the question.
I'm not sure what you mean to.
Me giving you that. If I give you the shipping address, that means I'm giving you the answer to the question. Give me the shipping address that you have, and I can tell you, yeah, that's it. And if it's under her name, then that's something that maybe she ordered, but. I just noticed that it just hit my account. And it's Focus Max Naturals. What kind of product is that?
So, I still need you to verify the shipping address. The product that's on the account is the... They're a purchase for a watch. It's a all-in-one high watch. You use to monitor and track your heart rate as well as verify your blood pressure. It looks like this item was purchased on March the 20th for $7.92. And then another purchase was made for some earbuds for $5.97.
Wait a minute. So it was purchased on what date?
March the 20th.
March the 20th, and it monitors your pulse, your blood pressure, and all that?
Yes.
So was it shipped to Riverside?
It was shipped to 11711 Collette Avenue, 1114 Riverside, California.
Okay. And it's under LaShawn's name?
Yes.
Because she called me acting like she didn't know. Oh, man. And called me like she didn't know what it was. And it's a monitoring, a heart pulse monitoring device. And she, you got some, you said some earbuds, some earplug thing? Correct?
Yes, it's for Bluetooth earbuds and a watch.
A watch like
a health watch. It's a smart health watch.
Health watch, Bluetooth, and a watch. Okay. Was it shipped already? She has them or no?
Yes. They were shipped out on March the 22nd.
And I forgive my redundance. It was shipped March 22nd, and it was ordered March 22nd. What day was that again?
March 22nd.
It was shipped on March 22nd?
It was delivered
on
March 22nd? It was delivered.
Okay. 22nd of March, it was delivered.
It was shipped out on the 21st and delivered on the 22nd.
And it was ordered, you said, March what? 9th? 9th,
on the 20th. For $7.92 and $5.92.
Well, why is it, why was it a 60-something dollar charge on there?
Because that is the retail amount of the product after the 14-day free trial.
Oh, $7 for a 14-day trial, and then the price that hit the account is what it actually costs, or is that a ongoing bill that she just accumulated?
That's what it actually costs. She won't be charged again.
Okay. So she ordered it on the 20th. Okay. Okay, it's under her name. It's her, so I just was checking. Thank you.
Okay, well, if she wants to have the account closed or anything, just tell her to give us a call back at this number.
Okay, I'll tell her. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much for calling customer support. You enjoy your day.
You too, dear. Thank you.